Get with it, 'cause we got to go in.
Get in there, chair. You go first.
What's this? Oh, I'm gonna put your mask on there.
Okay, you coming in?
Y'all gonna go back in there for a little bit, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Now, we're gonna go to 4:00.
That was a good little break. Oh, and maybe, maybe not quite four.
You just say when.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Used to, when people bought a lot of flour, what did it usually come in?
Sack.
Sacks.
And a barrel, used to be, in barrels too. People out in the country, they had large families. This kinfolks of mine up in Salem Springs, they had it in a barrel.
Talking about barrels, what do you call those, round metal things that went around a barrel to keep the staves in place?
The band?
Band.
Staves, no.
No, staves is what this metal thing goes around it to hold up, is the band.
Ever heard that called anything besides band? Maybe barrel, hoops or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, hoops, uh-huh.
What about if you wanted to buy a fairly large amount of lard, what did that usually come in?
A bucket or a can. Usually buckets, they used to buy it back in buckets.
You ever heard people talk about a stand of lard?
Yeah. That was a great big, uh-huh, 5 gallon, big can about this big. There was one in that house that my daughter lives in, up in the attic, and she took it, we took it down. It was just like new. She was gonna set a flower pot down in there or something.
If you wanted to, pour some liquid into a small mouth bottle, what would you call the thing that you use to keep from spilling it all over?
A funnel.
Funnel?
Mm-hmm.
What about if, say a person was driving a buggy, this thing that you use to crack around horses?
Whip.
Buggy whip?
Buggy whip. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about sacks a minute ago. If, say when you go to the grocery store, buy something, the grocer usually puts it in, for you to take home?
Mm-hmm. Grocery sacks.
Sack?
What are those usually made of?
Paper. Sometimes when you pick them up yourself, they're plastic bags. But mostly when you put, all over all, you know, in the groceries in the paper sack.
Produce and everything like that, put in, get those, plastic bags you put your produce in.
But when they sack it up, they put in a paper sack.
What would something like, a lot of meal or a lot of corn, how would that be packaged?
Box?
They do box it now, some of it meal and cornmeal and, but usually in sacks.
What kind of sack?
Paper sack.
Paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
What about a sack made out of some kind of cloth-like material, you know, that I mentioned?
Flour sack.
Flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of real rough, coarse type of, cloth that they use to?
You're thinking about toe sack?
Toe sack.
Mm-mm.
They couldn't put meal or flour in that, but they put corn and beans and stuff in.
Put potatoes in a toe sack?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you hadn't heard that called a grocer sack?
Mm-mm.
What about if a farmer wanted to take some corn to the mill to grind it, you know? Have you ever heard the amount of corn that he'd take at one time? Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Bushel.
Bushel.
Or bushels.
Have you ever heard?
A wagon load.
Wagon load. Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn?
Mm-mm.
Haven't heard that expression.
Never heard it called turn of corn, huh?